This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol Garberville area is investigating yet another fatal traffic collision in northern Mendocino County. The driver of a BMW sedan was headed northbound on Highway 101 between Willits and Laytonville at about 8:30 last night. The sedan drifted off the roadway and then rolled down an embankment where it collided with a tree. The driver, a Laytonville man who was wearing a seatbelt, suffered fatal injuries in the crash. A female passenger suffered major injuries and was taken to the hospital for treatment. The cause of the crash is under investigation, and impairment has not been ruled out as a factor. Winter weather has left its mark on the region, and with the cold, wet weather comes the need for warm places to sleep for those who need one. The Redway Extreme Weather Shelter, located at the Healy Center in Redway, opened its doors today, and there is a shuttle service from Garberville that will take those who need shelter to the center for free. The Redway Shelter is also always looking for donations of coats, sweaters, and clean socks for those who need them as well. In Fortuna, Fortuna Adventist Community Services has opened an extreme weather shelter at the Community Services Building on Ronerville Road. That shelter will be open through March, and you'll know if the shelter is open for the night by the signs posted outside. The winter weather has also affected driving conditions, and Caltrans has issued travel alerts for highways across Northern California. That includes highways 299 and 36. Chain requirements are in place for both roadways, and the mercury is expected to drop below freezing tonight, which will further impact driving conditions. Motorists are encouraged to check road conditions before leaving home. The Humboldt Association of Realtors has collected $34,000 during its 24th annual Toys for Kids holiday campaign, and that will allow the association to purchase toys, games, and necessities that will be distributed to some 3,400 children for Christmas. Donations from businesses and private individuals will benefit more than 40 organizations, including the Boys and Girls Club, North Coast Children's Services, St. Vincent de Paul, and local youth and family centers. The Board of Supervisors issued a slightly edited version of a letter to be sent to State Assemblymember Susan Eggman yesterday, who has included Humboldt County in a pilot project to provide safe injection sites for drug users. Eggman introduced Assembly Bill 186 that would allow users to inject at a site while monitored by medical staff. The supervisors asked for Humboldt County to be removed after no consultation was made with local officials. The Humboldt Bay Professional Firefighters Union, Local 652, turned attention to local seniors this Christmas, and the union has donated $1,500 to the Share the Magic of Christmas Toy Drive, which is divided between the Salvation Army and the Senior Resources Center. The donations make it possible for some seniors on the home-delivered meal route to receive gift bags complete with treats, candy, and everything needed for a Christmas meal. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.